First, Wisconsin's housing market has seen some new wrinkles in recent months with the COVID-19 pandemic and the economic damage that followed it. We have two guests joining us to talk about the experience of house hunting and the numbers. Jamie Desjardins-Rummel starts us off. She's a broker associate at Benefit Realty based in Franklin. Jamie, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Absolutely.
Well, can you talk about how your life as a realtor changed during the pandemic?
Yeah, it definitely changed for the more interesting note. I think when this all started, we were kind of under the assumption that the housing market was kind of going to crash with it. And in turn, it got pretty crazy. So what we're seeing now is a lot of sellers being apprehensive to list. And because of that, you know, when we were already in a high demand market, we've got a lot of buyers that are ending up, you know, having to compete with 5, 10, sometimes 15 other offers. So things are going a lot higher. They're getting a lot crazier. We have to be a lot quicker to get our people in the houses.
We heard from one listener on our Facebook page named Susan who said, quoting, "I put my Brookfield condo up for sale on a Sunday and sold it the next day. I had no contact with anyone other than my realtor and the woman at the title company. Much of my contact with anyone was done online. Piece of cake." Is Susan's experience pretty typical that houses, it sounds like you were just saying, get snapped up pretty quickly?
Yeah, that's exactly how it is. So as long as, you know, you're pricing the house in alignment with market value, it's selling instantly. And these are areas, too, that normally have a bunch of inventory and normally are harder to sell in. You know, like there's always a lot available in the city of Milwaukee or things like that. But even there, you know, it's just flying off the market. And a lot like Susan, the sellers that put their houses on, you know, can make the choice on how limited they want their contact to be. So title companies are even doing curbside closings and things like that. So it is pretty limited.
And I've read some people are doing online tours and open houses and that sort of thing.
Yes. So, you know, every listing that I've been putting on now personally, you know, I always tell the sellers, hey, the goal is to get you in front of as many people as we can. And there are, I would say maybe 25% of buyers would rather do the virtual tour and make an offer that way, send in their home inspector after it's accepted to make sure everything is kosher, and then proceed that way. So I would say probably a good 3/4 of them are, you know, doing it the old school way where they're actually going in. But there's probably a good 25% that are solely purchasing virtually.
Now, I know sometimes people have to sell their house. You get a job in a new city, you got to leave. It's not an optional thing. Are you seeing people maybe in that maybe category, though? Like, hey, I could sell my house, you know, upgrade or move to another neighborhood or something like that. Is that category of people maybe holding off right now?
I think a lot of them are, you know, but we are still seeing it. So I just had somebody last month that decided, you know, he wanted to move to New Mexico. So he threw his house on the market and moved to New Mexico. You know, I have a couple people that want to find something a little bit larger in size or something of that nature. So there's still some of them, but I do think that a lot of those people that would normally be looking are holding off. Which is just driving the demand up for what's actually on the market.
Now, it sounds like sellers of houses don't need a lot of help right now. Do you have some advice, though, Jamie, for people looking to buy a house during all of this?
Yeah, you know, I would say the number one thing is try not to get discouraged. You know, it's definitely a rare case if, you know, the first house you write an offer on, that offer is going to get accepted to you as a buyer. But, you know, it could happen. But don't get discouraged, number one. And, you know, number two, keep your ears open because, you know, if you've got a family member or, you know, a family friend or something that's selling, maybe you can purchase it off market. You know, which is another way to look at it. And, you know, I've been telling some of my buyers to try and find something that needs a little bit of work because the market isn't going to stay this way forever. And you'd hate to get into your first house, purchase something, you know, at the peak of value and not have any equity in it when you decide to upgrade. So those are tips that I give my buyers.
Jamie, go ahead. Jamie, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
That's Jamie Desjardins Rummel, a broker associate at Benefit Realty based in Franklin, sharing her experience on the job in the last few months. And now David Clark joins us with some statewide numbers. He's a professor of economics at Marquette University and serves as a consultant to the Wisconsin Realtors Association to analyze their quarterly existing home sales. David, thanks a lot for joining us today.
It's my pleasure to be with you.
Well, we just had kind of an in-the-trenches account there from a realtor. Big picture around Wisconsin, what are you seeing with the numbers of houses available and how quickly they're selling?
So when we look at the month of May, and that's the most recent data that we have, we saw a pretty significant decline in the number of sales that took place in the month of May compared to May of last year. We always compare with the same month in the previous year so that it's a true apples-to-apples comparison. The sales obviously follow a seasonal pattern. And the reason that they were down is essentially the coronavirus impact. So you got to remember, homes that closed in the month of May were probably under contract by the middle of March at the earliest, and end of April at the latest. And so, you know, that was right in the middle of the national emergency was declared in the middle of March. Shortly thereafter, we had the safer at home lockdowns that were put in place, and those really didn't get lifted until we got into the middle of May. So, the entire period under which homes would have been under contract to close in May of 2020 was a period where we had coronavirus impacts. Supply has been really tight, and it got tighter as a consequence again of the coronavirus. You know, there are listings that expired that the sellers said, "Look, I think we'll hold these off the market for a while." You had sellers who were reluctant to welcome the people into their homes, and so as a consequence, the months of inventory dropped from 5 months last year. That was still a seller's market. Anything below 6 months of supply, you can think of as a seller's market. So it was a slight seller's market in May of 2019. It dropped to 4 months of available supply in May of 2020. That's a bigger supplier's advantage. So all in all, we had fewer sales. The prices went up by about 6.2%, and that's primarily as a result of the tight supply.
Yeah, you might think, okay, the economy's taking this big hit. Unemployment is up. That would lower demand potentially and maybe lower prices, at least so far in this lagging indicator of sales we're looking at. That hasn't happened, it sounds like.
Well, certainly there was some effect of the worsening labor market. But countering that are the record low mortgage rates. We have never seen 30-year fixed rate mortgages as low as they were in the month of May. They've been under 4% all of this year. You know, in January they're at 3.62%, and they've just continually dropped. The previous low had been in November and December of 2012 when they hit 3.35%. We felt a 3.31% in April of this year and 3.23% in May. So those are awfully favorable credit conditions for someone who's looking for a home. So prices are up. That hurts affordability. Certainly unemployment went up. That forced some people to back off from their desire to buy a home, that is, they may not qualify for a mortgage. But the flip side is we have these record low mortgage rates. And so if you can qualify for a mortgage, the time has never been better to try to find a home and get a mortgage to cover that expense.
And in our last 30 seconds or so, Dave, are you anticipating kind of a rebound in houses coming on the market? Coronavirus is still out there, but the safer at home order isn't.
So we're likely to see that later in the a little bit later in the summer. I think that June is going to look an awful lot like May looked, but as we get a bit later, I suspect that comfort levels for listing your homes will improve, and we'll likely start seeing some signals of a rebound.
Thanks a lot for joining us today. I appreciate it.
So it was good to talk to you.
That's David Clark, professor of economics at Marquette University. Realtors Association to analyze their quarterly existing home sales. He joined us today to talk about the housing market during the pandemic.